Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
Prepare me a body, I will come. So he came through the womb. It's some interesting stuff about the womb there. And what actually happened there with Mary not having known a man. There was blood involved. A covenant of blood was initiated. We'll talk about that another time. But God and man, a covenant of blood. Not man and woman, God and woman. God and the womb. Fully God, fully man. Here he is. The Redeemer. So when you understand your legal rights as a son, listen to me, who you are and what rights you have, absolutely no weapon formed against you can prosper. You can watch it form, but it won't prosper. The wheels will fall off of it. Amen. It won't start up. It'll backfire. It'll explode in your enemy's face. It won't prosper. You may see it form, but it won't prosper. The earth is crying out again for God's dominion, which will come through the manifested sons. Now, think about the soul. There are images. We all deal with this stuff. There are images. You cannot bridle the soul. It's like the tongue. You can't bridle. You can't, you know, bring the, you can't bring the tongue under control. You have to, you have to control it. You can't tame it. Say, don't you ever say that again. Leave him alone. He might just say it again. But you can control him. You have to watch that rascal. So you can't bridle the soul. What you have to do with it is what Jesus said. You have to crucify it.
Amen.
Come on. Tell somebody, you got to become a killer. Come on, we got to commit some murder here. Crucify. See, a lot of people like to just tie him up. You know, the psalmist said, bind the sacrifice with cords. Why did he say that? Because them sheep or them bullock, they knew, My brother-in-law just came up here. And they had to bind them because they knew that those things would jump off. They fight to get off of this. So you had to bind them. See, you can't pet the soul realm and play around with these things and imagine. They ought to destroy you. They will block you from the life flow of God's glory intended for your life. Little foxes. You think that illusion, that image that you thought on all a week ago, think it's gone. No, it'll pop up again at a most inopportune time and distract you. Tell somebody, kill it. Things of the past, things that have polluted your mind, you cannot bundle, you cannot bridle or bundle them up. You have to kill them. I'm going to show you today how to kill it. Anybody ready to kill some stuff? There are three chambers. There are three chambers to our mind. As I was doing some study, this is interesting because I always know and recognize two. There's the conscious mind. There's the subconscious mind. But then there's also the unconscious mind. Amen. There's the unconscious mind. Now, these three must all be brought, and here's where we're going to segue into this message, all be brought under the blood. Somebody shout the blood.
The blood.
And once it's brought under the blood, it's got to be worked out in our life. Or if not, if you don't bring these images under the blood and begin to work them out in your life, you will have problems seeing and you will have problems retaining what you saw or what God showed you or what God told you. It'll get away from you. You'll be all scattered and what have you. But you'll have problems retaining what you've seen. And if you don't bring it under subjection, you'll be wrestling with your past experiences. Now, how many people in the church today even came this morning and you're still wrestling with stuff? You don't feel adequate. You don't feel saved. You don't feel like God loves you. Listen, that's not just you. Sometimes that's the help of an enemy, or that's some stuff that you hadn't dealt with that was dealt with at the cross. So tell somebody, we're pulling it down today. Come on, we're getting rid of it today. Come on, everything. We're not leaving a taint of that old nature, that old man and the enemy. We're not giving him any more place. Amen. God sees everything in your soul. He sees everything. Images in your mind never brought under the blood are part of the dust nature. Images that pop up in your mind, traumatic or whatever, that cause phobias or fears, you know, sickness, or those things that pop up in your mind that are not under the blood, they are part of what we call the dust nature. Now remember, Satan has access to the dust nature of your life. You know that? He has access to the dust nature. All right? So the dust needs to be brought under the blood. Amen. Tell somebody, bring the dust under the blood. Some portion of scripture, the Lord says, shake the dust off your feet. Shake yourself from the dust. That nature. Now let me give you some steps. But before I give you some steps, who wants to come up and give me one word? I asked for two. Okay, that is multiplication. Okay, multiplication. Stay there. That's it. That's it. That's all right. Abundance. Just write it anywhere on there. You can just write it across there if you like. We got low self-esteem there and assaults. You can give, here's one for you. We have shame, we have fear, we have rejection, strongholds, father not in the home, perfectionist spirit or perfecting, low self-esteem, assaults, perseverance. Explain that one to me. I'm gonna put temptation, huh? Just temptation in general. That kind of cover it? Okay. How you spell temptation? No, I'm just teasing. All right, so here we go. We got a whole list of images. Amen. And if we sat down and thought about things, you know, in the course of our life, not that you are controlled by them, not that you are necessarily plagued by them, but they come. Amen. You can see things, because the reason I'm saying it this way, because there's a deliverance in the house today from this. But you can see some stuff that happened to you at 5 years old. You can see some blessing, but you can also see some traumatic stuff if it's not been brought under the blood and delivered from. Amen. So we all understand that. So whatever level we are on with this, we can make out a list. And this is not anything negative, because the blood has cleansed us from this. Our spirit is free from this. Where the battle rages is when the enemy, who is given the right to eat dust, brings these dusty things we hadn't dusted off. And some think that's them, but it's not you. It's an image. You're born again. You're in the image of God. You're after the likeness of Christ. You are a new creature. But this is the battle here. Because he's warring that the sons don't manifest. But tell somebody, it's inevitable. It's got to happen. It will happen, and sooner than you think. Now, I'm going to give you four steps. I'm going to show you something here, and then we're going to continue on. But four steps to overcoming these. Number one, you have to acknowledge and take responsibility for these images. Tell somebody right now, it is not God's responsibility. It's your responsibility. You take ownership of it. This is not something God just does. God saved your spirit already. Now your soul has to be saved, renewed. So you, first of all, acknowledge this. Don't hide from it. Don't run from it. Don't stay in a closet with it. Don't be afraid of it. Don't just endure it. Acknowledge and take responsibility for these images. Number two. This is almost a forgotten word in Christianity today. Repent. Repent of them. Own them and then repent. Lord, your word says this about me, but I've been letting this thing dwell in my mind and plague me and keep me from your best all this time. Lord, I repent. Repent of them. Own them as your own. Don't blame anybody else. Well, if my daddy, or if my brother, or if my sister, if that, if my boss, no, own it. Take authority over it, own it, repent of it. They are your problem, not God's. Come on, we're talking legally now. See, we are legal sons. And so often people are not exercising their rights as sons. So take ownership of it. This is the way to deal with it. Don't run from it. Don't be afraid of it. Know that that is not who you are. Take ownership of it. Repent of it. Number three, bring them into the light and acknowledge them as sin. Amen. Well, you know, I got an issue. It's sin. Well, I got a little challenge. It's sin. Well, you know, I'm not all the way there. I'm 99. No, it's sin. People like to label it something else to water it down, but it's sin. The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. Stop trying to label it something else. It's sin. Anything that is not of faith is sin. And you've been harboring sin in your mind. Thank God for his mercy and his grace. You've been walking around in sin, trying to serve God. But you got to acknowledge it. No, this is sin. Why? It's against the word of God. It's against God. You have to see it like God sees it. Anything that is not of faith is sin. That's why you can't allow imaginations. That's why God equipped you to cast down imaginations.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Is your financial strategy in tune with your values? At Thrivent, we believe money is a tool, not a goal. Thrivent is a holistic financial services organization that helps you achieve your financial goals and put your purpose into action. You can reach us at 772-408-0771.